The nuclear option has been raised as a real possibility to secure Australia's energy needs and to avert a climate disaster within 50 years. The warning comes in a report from Industry Super Australia, which says nuclear energy shouldn't be excluded and that a switch to renewables such as wind and solar won't be enough. The study also says battery schemes will be inadequate. Industry Super Australia Chief Economist Stephen Anthony is speaking with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
If you look at the output of the nuclear industry and if you consider its future relative to other technologies, it looks awfully good relative to some of the other potential technologies, and therefore it shouldn't be excluded from consideration.
When you consider the demise of current coal-fired power generation by 2040, you say the nuclear option is a feasible option.
We need hard capacity in our grid right now to maintain the viability of heavy industry.
And when you talk about hard capacity, you're talking about maintaining that baseload power generation so industry can operate that can't be covered by solar or wind.
Yeah, so solar and wind are great technologies, but you need firm capacity to back them up as well. And hence, you have the sort of blackouts in South Australia that we saw, the price spikes in Melbourne that we saw in January.
Nuclear power is controversial, though, but you can see that it will be ringing alarm bells by putting this option on the table.
The point about nuclear is all other OECD countries have nuclear. We do not. But yet we export uranium. So there's an inconsistency there. And this is not about making moral judgments. The fundamental challenge that our nation faces is we have to decarbonise within 50 years or we are facing a climate disaster. And right now, the only technology that looks really, really good in that context is nuclear.
What about the not in my backyard issues when it comes to nuclear reactors? How do you get around that given the recent histories of, for example, Chernobyl, Three Mile Island?
There is a lot of places in Australia that are very suitable for generation that are a long way away from anybody, and get long-term investors involved. I'm sure you can make this happen.
So when you look at getting around that not in my backyard issue and building nuclear reactors in Outback, wouldn't the cost of that be prohibitive at the moment?
Within a margin of error of say 10 to 30%, you could not exclude nuclear as a viable long-term solution. So it's not prohibitive to go in this direction.
Given the policy inertia that we're seeing from Canberra at the moment in the whole energy debate, is it likely that any current government would take nuclear on as a challenge?
I can't make a political judgment, but what I can say to governments in Australia is that you have a long-term partner in industry funds to help put in place stable frameworks that are good for future investment. But we really need these problems solved.
The study also raises concerns about battery technology, saying that using Tesla batteries to achieve 1.5 days power backup would cost $6.5 trillion, or the cost of around 1,000 nuclear reactors. So by saying that, are you dismissing battery storage as an option?
No, I mean, the hope of all of us is that someone can find a viable battery storage option. But right now, that technology isn't on the table. It looks like it's at least 10 years away. And that being the case, we do have to start making expensive decisions to replace firm capacity today.
Industry Super Australia Chief Economist Stephen Anthony with the ABC's Peter Ryan.